Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for dropping in. Hope you're ready for some great Disney talk because that's what we have lined up for you. But as you know, first, a word from our sponsors. They make the show possible. That's our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time to book that next Disney adventure, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, even Adventures by Disney, I've worked with guests just today on all four destinations. You need to work with the best, and they're over at the Magic for Less. They are a platinum earmarked agency, which means Disney has recognized them for being the best of the best. They're great. They work really hard for their guests. They get the best price each and every time. But the service is amazing. They're right there to help you make this trip the best ever it can be. Trust me, they work really hard for each and every guest. So check them out for your next Disney adventure. They're over at themagicforless.com. Before you do that online shopping, don't forget you can support the show each and every time you buy something you may or may not need online just by clicking on brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You'll get all of your Prime benefits. It'll cost you nothing extra. And it really does add up to help support the show. It helps cover the bandwidth, the hosting costs, and stuff like that. And we'd really appreciate it if you'd use our link. So check them out and drop by next time you feel the urge to do some online shopping. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1293 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you and welcome to the Princess Half Marathon Weekend. We have our lizards down at Walt Disney World this weekend running and having a great time. They're running a little, partying a lot, and just having an amazing time. So we're proud of you. Enjoy the weekend. Post to social media so that those of us back home that are trudging through just a regular old February weekend, we can follow along. We want to see what you're doing. So hashtag run BOGP on all those great pictures. And yes, we want to see a rose gold cupcake from every one of those locations Ricky mentioned on Wednesday. And enjoy the bling. So it's going to be a great weekend. Wish we could be there, but post the pictures and have a great time. Joining us today for a great show. I can't wait for today's show. I'm in a weird mood. Like I said on Wednesday, it still hasn't gone away. It's going to be fun. And she can be as well. So Ricky's here from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Mouse for Less. Happy Friday, Ricky. What's going on?
Hola. I'm dying again.
It's fine. Oh, nice. Okay, well, what we're going to do is we're just going to go to Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. And if Ricky's with us in 2 minutes, we'll go back to her. If not, we will call the paramedics. So what's up, Pam?
Happy Friday. I'm interested to hear how the show is received. I just want everyone to take it all with a little tongue in cheek, but it's just like some things that we get annoyed about. We do get annoyed sometimes, even when we're at Disney. So I think it'll be interesting.
All right. So we'll check on Ricky here in just a second, but I just got to give you the reason why we're doing this show, because earlier this week, you guys know I work from home. I help people plan vacations and I spend a lot of time online. Okay. So I'm online, you know, and that, There's like, you know, technology and Mike have to dance in this perfect synchronized symphony to get stuff done. Okay, so this morning I go to book something on Universal site, psh, not working. I'm like, okay, that's cool. I got lots of Disney stuff I can do. Go to Disney site, psh, not working. Pam's like, you know what? You need to make your fast pass. You're supposed to make those 2 days ago because we're going to be maybe going down for this big thing. I'm like, I can't even make my fast passes. It won't let me get out past March, and I have a reservation. I linked it. Like, you're like, did you link your reservation? Did I link my reservation? Did you buy tickets? I have an annual pass. You're giving me all these questions. I'm like, seriously? I'm like,
I know, but I'm just running down the list.
So I know you were, but I was just like, oh, I just want to just take this monitor and just like break it over my knee right now. I'm so fired up. So I'm still kind of fired up. So today's not going to be the most positive show. I'm going to let out a little steam. We're going to have some fun today talking about the worst lines you want to wait in at Walt Disney World. Where's the worst place you can wait in a line at Walt Disney World? And maybe we could spin this and say, don't go to these places. Avoid this. You know, try or go early when there's not a long line. So we're going to have fun with that. Ricky, are you with us? Or should I have 9 and 1 punched into my iPhone? Do I need to hit that last one to head down to Georgia? What's up?
No, we're good now. I'm alive. It's fine.
See, what we were doing, that's called a tease. Like, everybody's out there all around the world. We spoke to five continents, I think, on Wednesday. Everybody's like,
right.
Will Ricky still be there in two minutes or not? Or will there be an empty slot? Can I be the next person on the BR Guest podcast? I don't know. Anyway, so how are you doing real quick? Now that you're back to breathing, how are things in Georgia?
Everything is good. Just getting ready for kind of a quiet weekend, hopefully. So
good stuff. Yeah, that's something to be said for that too. All right. So where's the worst place at Walt Disney World you want to stand in line? That's what we're going to be talking about today. And there are some, and I'll kind of lead it off with what I was thinking, you know, because there are places that I have hated waiting in line for something. One of those places is mile 18 at ESPN during the full marathon for a stinky porta potty. I don't have to get into that very much. You know, I'm just saying, like, that's one of those places at Walt Disney World. Don't want to have to wait in line. Usually the line's kind of short because it's kind of thinned out the herd because I'm towards the back on the marathon. So fortunately, most people have passed through, but that has its own issues there because the bathroom's not the freshest at that point. But you just don't want to wait in line during the marathon towards the end when you're just exhausted. So Pam, where's a place that you just hate to wait in line at Walt Disney World?
So I will say this is one of my little pet peeves, but I hate waiting in line to check in. I realize, you know, there may be people that got there before me. But it's just like if you roll into the resort, I'm excited to be there traveling, no matter how far you have to travel. I think it's just kind of a pain in the butt. It's not like air travel used to be. It's not a luxurious experience. It's not really even that fun. They jam you in those seats and you're there for a while. And I mean, you know, it's just not the best experience. And then you're dragging luggage. And even if you drive, you know, you probably drove for a little bit. So that's not the funnest thing. So you get to the resort and I just don't like waiting in line to check in. And you know, the great thing is that most of the time now you can just use online check-in and go right to your room. And I love that. But if I roll into the lobby and see this big old line, I'm just like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. I just want to, you know, do whatever I need to do and move on. So I don't like waiting in line there.
It is kind of funny though. If you look back, like say 15 years ago, you know, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, even 10 years ago, Disney has addressed this in a major way to where
we
don't have to stand in a lot of these lines. Like things were way worse. I mean, not too long ago. So it's kind of fun to see where we've come as far as like our attention spans. Like, oh my gosh, I have to wait behind five people. Ah, you know, like it used to be 300
sure.
people. Like, get, you know, you're so weak now. That's why I tell myself, like, come on, it's not that bad. especially kids. But anyway, I don't want to talk about that. So Ricky, what about you? Where's a place you hate to wait in line at Walt Disney World?
So actually one of the places that I absolutely cannot stand to wait in line is actually the line for Soarin'. There's just something about this line that really just irks me because
that it doesn't work. It taunts you.
Yes, it does. Well, first of all, there's the games, which are terrible.
Yes.
Like those games are the worst. Then you have the fact that you get sent into the metal tube where you're waiting and you're waiting forever because you're waiting for the previous people to go in front of you. So you have to wait through at least one cycle of people on the ride. And then your phone doesn't work because you're in the metal tube of everything. You can't even like play on your phone and distract yourself. Like you're just. And by then, you know,
No. You play Heads Up. That's the place where you play that Heads Up game. Everybody
That's
knows
true.
That. That's what you do in
true.
The Soarin' line.
I'm tired of talking to Brian. So like, I know. So like, seriously, that is the worst place. It's like one of my least favorite places. And it doesn't matter. Whether, for the most part, whether you have a fast pass for the attraction or whether you, I mean, yes, it's much better when you have a fast pass, but, you know, you still, even after you have, if you have the fast pass, you still have to wait in the metal tunnel where there's nothing going on and you just have to wait for at least 5 to 10 minutes while they're, you know, and then you have to wait to get on the ride and go through the pre-show again. Like you can hear the pre-show and then you have to watch the pre-show again. So yeah, I love the pre-show part, but. It just it takes forever waiting for the whole thing.
Pam, should I tell her that actually Soarin' is it's an experiment Disney's doing on us to deprive us of our technology to see if we can react because they've made us so dependent on it in the last 5 years. Like, watch this. We're really going to mess with these people. We're going to make it so they can't get a signal. They're going to freak out. They can't make their next Fast Pass for five
minutes. Exactly. I'm ready to make my next Fast Pass. Let's go. I can't do it.
They have little cameras, and that's what the cast members watch on their break. They're like, watch this girl. Oh, watch Ricky. That's Ricky right there. Watch her. Look, her eyes are bugging out because you can't get a signal. No bars. No service. They love it. They have a little switch. Anyway, so here's a place I hate waiting in line. And it's kind of like what Pam just said. It's Magical Express when I arrive. I'm like, God, I just want to get to the hotel. And you know, like the ride's going to take 35, 40 minutes to get to your hotel. It's always that like gambling. You're like, oh, man, you know, I'm at Pop Century. I hope that's the first drop off. You know, I know that it's going to be with Art of Animation because they're right next to each other. Please be Pop. Oh, no, we're going to the Polynesian first. Oh, my gosh, we're going to the other end of property first. So, that's one of those things. Like when I get there, it's sometimes, okay, here's, and I also think about things way too much. Sometimes I roll up and I want to see a line for Magical Express, and there's a reason, because I say, oh, if my shoot, because what's there, like 8 to 10 shoots you can go down there to get on, you know, various buses. Right. But if there's a line, at least, there's probably a bus coming here shortly. Like if you go into an empty slot there, you're like, oh man, they probably just sent the bus and it's going to be another 20, 25 minutes before I even get on the bus. And sometimes you sit on those, you know, for 10, 15 months, months before you take off. It feels like it sometimes. But you know what? It's like one of those things, like I'm just so amped. Like I've been on the plane. I'm now in Florida. Like, especially if you go when it's cold at home and you get down there and you have like the humidity in the air, you can start to feel it. I love being in the airport at Orlando. I just love that airport. It's so cool. And then it's like, oh, okay, now just get me on that bus. I don't want to wait for Magical Express. That just kills me because I want to get my vacation going. I want to get to the resort. So that's one of those ones that kills me. So, Pam, give us another one. Where do you hate to wait in line?
So I honestly hate to wait in line for the People Mover because that's like my safe space. Like, yes. I figure no matter how busy it is, I can typically roll up to the People Mover, wait in a line that's not that big, and just get right on the attraction. When you like are walking into Tomorrowland and you can't quite see the line, then you start to see people and you're like, wait, is that the People Mover line?
Right.
Instantly, I'm like, no, what is wrong with this picture? And I don't like waiting in that line. Plus, there's nothing to do while you're waiting in that line. You know, it's not like it's a queue that has anything. Once you get to the moving stairway up the hill, then I'm all
good. If it's moving, and I think that that's part of the reason why the line backs up is that moving walkway isn't moving. And so people are like walking up it. And I'm like, no.
So I just hate it partially because I don't want it to be ever. I don't want there to be a line for that. I really don't. So anyways.
I hear you. I know. It's one of those things like it's just things aren't right in the world when you can't just walk on the TTA. You know,
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I really want it to be something that, you know, I can walk on at all times. I realize that's not always possible, but.
So people, do not go on the People Mover and quit going to Olivia's. Knock it off.
Right.
Quit it.
At least when we're there.
Exactly. You know when we're there. We talk about it for months. I do it on the countdown thing on the ads on Wednesday. You know when I'm going to be there, so knock it off. Anyway. All right, Ricky, where do you hate waiting in line? Where's another place? This is so bad.
So seriously, one of the places, and I am so thankful that they've started to address this issue. But one of the places that I absolutely cannot stand to wait in line is when you are at a counter service restaurant and you are placing an order / waiting for your food. Oh my goodness.
Well, yeah, it's that dance. People can't figure out the line.
Well, no, it's that dance. Okay, Pecos Bills is a great example of this one. Okay, so like they have those like bars, you know, that has like the like traffic flow, but nobody follows that. Like it's Columbia Harbor House on a busy day too. Like once you get your food, it's 50-50 whether somebody's going to grab a fry off your tray when you're going back out through the herd. Because I've been tempted to do it every time, man. You're starving. You're just like, oh, I just want a fry. Just give me one fry, brother. You know, go ahead, Ricky. But like Pecos Bills and like Columbia Harbor House, you're like doing that dance. Like where do you go when you're waiting and all that stuff?
Yes. So first of all, you have to get in line. And the cast member is there, and it's, just so y'all know, it's a two-sided line. So you can go on the other side. Stop giving me dirty looks because I figured out that I can go on the other side and get ahead of you. Like that. Sorry that I.
Yeah, don't hate the player. Hate the game. Hate the game.
Exactly. Because I figured out that I can go on the other side. So that part stinks. And then, of course, inevitably, you're behind the person who doesn't know what they want to order, even though, hello, there's a giant menu that you've been looking at for 20 minutes while you've been scanning it.
And there's six choices, people. Just one through six. Pick one. I mean, you're not.
Just say a number.
My thing is always, I tell my family, you're not marrying it. You're just eating it for lunch. You're not marrying the thing. It's not that big a deal.
Exactly. So anyway, so then once you finally order, then you have to go into the very, 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 I mean, they're super narrow, little bitty queue to wait for your food. And then, so then you have to wait behind the people that are already waiting for their food, that have already placed their order. So then you've got that. Then, inevitably, it seems to take forever for your actual food to get to you because you're sitting there starving. And then finally, they like bring out a tray and you think it's for you, right? And they're like, oh, is this free? And this is your number, 217. And you're like, no, I'm 214. And they're like, oh, okay, well, this goes over here. I'm like, no.
Yeah, it should be illegal to give out food not sequentially, because that gets me fired up too. Because I'm hungry and I'm like, why are you giving 217 out when I'm 214? I'm starving here. Come on now.
I'm so hungry.
Focus.
Yes.
It drives me bananas. I'm just like, no, I really just want to eat my food.
We're just dishing it out today, guys, because we needed this. Like, I know we've gone 1,200 episodes being positive. We just had to have one.
But here's the positive. Do mobile order. Yes. Mobile order's the best.
It is.
You can just seriously place your order on your phone. Everything's good. You hit I'm here. Your food will be ready like that. It's amazing. It's so much better. So.
Okay, so on a related tangent at those counter service places, how many of you, and I'm speaking to our audience here, raise your hand if you're like me and you thought the cast members had like some, like their fingers were some kind of a magic thing. Like, I don't know what Disney did to their fingers, but when they take your receipt and they go... And, like, it turns black. I'm like, dude, what is in their finger? Like, is there a marker hidden up under their nail? For years, I was like, what is up with that? But I guess it's just, like, how the paper is, and it's just their fingernail, right? That's what it is, right?
Yeah, I think so. But they tear it now, so.
But why? Yeah. I mean, I know that, like, they give it to you, but, I mean, is it that secure? Like, oh, yeah, well, his receipt's torn.
Make sure you're not going back up and saying, oh, I didn't get my food. Because somebody will do that.
Do that? That's what I'm wondering.
Yes,
do people do that?
To you. Somebody is going back up there after like 20 minutes and saying, hey, I didn't get my food. Where's my food?
People, don't do that. Anyway, okay, so here's my next one. It kind of goes with my Magical Express one. And this is only for those people that go in the busy times of the year. And I go the busy times of the year. Waiting for the monorail or the ferry at the TTC when it's super busy. And I've been there times where they've had switchbacks to go up to the platform to the Magic Kingdom. That is so frustrating because, like, usually that means the ferry's down. Everybody's going the monorail, or vice versa. The monorail's down and the ferry's the only option. It's one of those things. It's just like, it's like Magical Express. You want to get your vacation started. You're so close, but yet you're so far. It's kind of the same thing at the TTC. Like, I see everything I want to do over at the Magic Kingdom, but I just got to get across that Seven Seas Lagoon. Just let me get across there so I can get my day started. And you're just like, slowly, how many, and then you're starting to do math, like, okay, how many, 400 on that monorail? Okay, it looks like I'm about the 32nd, there's 3,200 people in front of me. It's 8 monorails. They're coming around about every 3. You start doing all that math. You're like, oh, just want to get there. So, yeah, the TTC switchbacks are the worst to me. So, all right, this is fun. We're being so negative today. This is kind of feels like, I feel like I should just, I have a hooded sweatshirt on. I just want to, like, take it and just rip it like the Incredible Hulk. Like, We're getting bad today. All right, Pam, what do you got?
So I have another one that I just don't like waiting in line, and this is actually why we don't most of the time, and that's the Tomorrowland Speedway. I mean, first of all, that line drags forever. And it is probably the worst smelling place in the Magic Kingdom. I'm talking worse than the handrails at Splash Mountain. And that's bad, Like, I don't want to touch those little hand grippy things on Splash Mountain. But yeah, the Speedway, it just drags on. Like, you feel like you're getting there and then you're just like, oh my gosh, this is taking forever. Then you're inhaling some kind of fumes. I don't know what. I mean, I'm sure someone will say to me, here's what they use to run on. I don't know. I don't take that all in. I'm just thinking, I just want this to end. so that I don't have to be here anymore. So that's one of my least favorite spots to wait in line.
Well, that's a brutal one on a hot summer day too, you know, because you have those little mini umbrellas and you're just trying to, it's like being a frog jumping from lily pad to lily pad. Like, let me just get to that next umbrella so I'm out of the scorching sun. But you know what? I mean, some people may see the Tomorrowland Speedway as like, Disney plusing the experience. You know, you get enough of those fumes there and the rest of your day, you're just happy. You know, you're just like, man, everything's cool here in, the old Tomorrowland Speedway. I'm loving this. I'm loving life. You know, you get a little hit there. I think from the carbon monoxide makes you a little crazy.
Yeah.
Makes you loose. helps you put up with the crowds. All right, Ricky, where else is a terrible experience to wait in line?
Okay, so I know this is awful. I don't have kids, so that probably clouds my judgment on this. It is terrible. Terrible to wait in line for characters. So here's why. So you get in line, it looks relatively short, right? Like, it looks okay, I can do this. There's maybe 5-10 people in front of me. I can handle this wait, right? So inevitably, of course, I love that the characters take time with people. Like, that's great, you know, wonderful. But they take, you know, a good long time with each person. And then inevitably, it's the, this character has to go away for a few minutes and they'll be back. They have to go on, and they'll be back. So I'm like, oh no, I've waited 20 minutes and now I have to wait another 10 minutes for this character to come back.
Here's what Ricky says. Ricky's like, would you stop talking to those kids? Like, seriously, you don't have to talk so long to those kids. They won't remember this. I just want you to get my picture.
I know, I said it was the worst. I'm the worst person ever. But it seems to take forever. And it inevitably happens where I'm the person right before the character has to leave. And I'm like, no, I waited 20 minutes for this. And now I can't even get my picture and I have to take another 10 minutes for them to come back. So that's why I don't stand in line for characters a lot of times. Because I'm like, oh, I just want to meet them and then they're going away.
Ricky gets the magic of Disney, apparently. That's her. All magical all the time. All right, here's here's a good one that you won't experience anymore. But it was probably the worst. As far as I haven't thrown in an attraction, so I feel like I should. The one that I used to hate waiting in line for was Test Track. You know, remember that old and that line was long,
yes.
And so at first you're kind of like, yeah, like your head's bobbing, you know, and you're kind of, you know, like if you're Disney, you know, you're kind of dancing. You're like, it's a Tuesday at 9:30, man, I'm getting ready to ride Test Track, all my friends back at work are working, you know, back at home are working, it's freezing, yeah. But then it wore you out, and then you got to that part where the dummy would be getting smoked in the knee over and over. And then your knee starts hurting. You're like, man, that was funny at first, but now my knee starting to hurt out of sympathy for that dummy that's getting jacked in the knee over and over. You start just I don't even know if I want to ride this ride anymore. I just want to get out of here. Is this some kind of again, it's another experiment. Epcot's all about experiments. I think, you know, over at Soarin', they're it's a Faraday cage taking away your cells coverage. And over in Test Track, they're playing psychological games on you. How long can we make this line? We're going to shut it down here. We're going to say that, one of the cars got a flat tire. We're going to make people stand and listen to this music for 92 minutes and watch dummies get run over and see if they lose their stuff. So, yeah, that was a rough one. So, glad that one's gone. Anyway, so, kids, if you missed that one, you're welcome. All right, Pam, give us one more. What's another play? At least one or two more. What do you got?
So, I'm going to say Big Thunder Mountain. And the reason why is, do you remember when they redid the queue a while ago and added all those cool interactive things? You don't get to experience any of them, first of all, if you're going through the Fast Pass line. And even if you're waiting in the regular line, most of the time, the way that they have it working is that you aren't in those areas where the interactive experiences are long enough to actually do more than look at it for a little bit. It just doesn't work. I don't know why they didn't think about how they were going to route those lines and the different things, but we've actually waited in the queue thinking, okay, we're going to do this so that we can do some of these things. And we weren't in the spots very long where they had the things. And then they also had other interactive parts of the lines roped off so that you couldn't experience them. And I just kept thinking, what a waste, you know? There's some cool stuff here, but you can't really get to it. And that's kind of annoying.
Okay, so let's plus this show right now. We're going to stop here and plus this show, and we're going to add a segment called Pam's etiquette advice. Okay, so we're going to ask you this. Okay, so you mentioned the interactive cues. Okay, so what is the proper protocol for, say you're in Space Mountain, okay, and they got the games going, and you're like, you're playing like a colored version of Asteroids from 1986.
I hate those games.
It's running on like a 286 computer from back in the day. And
for
sure. You're rocking though, man. But then the line starts moving. Like, are you allowed, like, okay, so if somebody in front of you is really into the game, do you move on past them? And then if you're the person playing the game, do you get your spot back? I mean, what is the proper protocol for that? Even Seven Dwarfs Mine Train has that. There's quite a few places now. What do you do?
So here's the etiquette, in my opinion. If you are a parent of a child who is playing something and they are old enough for you to continue on in line, you know, you're not going to get too far ahead, but they're not, you know, so young that you have to be supervising every second, you know, of that time, then I think it's okay for kids and maybe another adult to be at that spot and then catch up with you. If your group of adults, and I know I am making the distinction here between the two because I think there's a difference. If you're a group of adults and you're standing there and you're playing and you don't want to move ahead when it's your time to move ahead, then you just have to assimilate back in line whenever you're done, because that's the choice you made. That I want to do this, and it's more important for me to stand here and play this game than it is for me to continue on in line. And that's not a good thing or a bad thing. It just is, here's what's happening kind of thing. So whenever you're done with your game, you can get back in line to where your line is right there.
But see, I feel bad when I'm not the person playing the game, but like somebody is playing the game and then there's a gap. You know, because, like, I feel bad passing them, but I know I really need to because the queue needs to flow. You know, we can't stop.
Absolutely.
We can't shut down Space Mountain because this dude's jamming on the game. And I know it ends after, like, 90 seconds every time. Ricky, I want to hear. This is for me. Ricky, what do you do?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I get a fast pass. I don't wait in that line. And also, like, so what bothers me is not necessarily the, like, yes, that part bothers me. Like, I agree with you. I'm like, I want to, like, walk past them, but I inevitably, like, stop and wait for them to play the game, because I'm like, well, okay, they were in front of me, so I guess I should just be that person to walk past. But my, like, big pet peeve in the Space Mountain queue is, like, they will just start sending you, especially when I am a fast pass, and I see that the one, you know, the right side is somewhat open, but then they send me to the left side, and I'm like, no! Like, the left side is so much longer to wait through. So, yeah, that's my pet peeve, because then they send me to the longer side, which, you know, for a while there, they were routing you through the whole entire queue with everybody else, and I think they changed it so that you're not necessarily doing that anymore, but it was just always very frustrating. So, yeah. That's my pet peeve about it. But, The games bother me too.
Today's show is totally first world problems, by the way.
Yeah, I know. It's totally
just so we have that clarified. Okay, so I'm going to ask you guys a personal opinion on you. Okay, so say you're going at Rope Drop. Ricky, you've been there lately. You know, you didn't used to, but now you have. So you're going to the four major theme parks at Rope Drop: Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Animal Kingdom, Disney's Hollywood Studios. Which one of those has the worst experience as far as waiting for the park to open if you're there, say, 30 minutes before park opening? Ricky, what would you say? Which one? Because, you know, you got your best, but which one would you say it's the worst of the four?
I mean, I really think that, oh, man, that's tough. Probably at this point, it might be Disney's Animal Kingdom, because you've got all the people vying to get to Pandora. So I think that's going to be my option there.
I'm just kind of thinking, though, like outside the touch points, you know what I'm saying? Like from before the park opens, everybody's outside of the touch points waiting to go through that initial surge.
Right.
So you think Animal Kingdom?
Yeah, I still think Animal Kingdom right now.
Yeah, I think you're pretty exposed there, too.
Yeah.
Right, Pam, what do you say about that?
I think for me, Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios are the two outside the touch points that I think could use a little zhuzhing.
Yeah.
If you're standing there, it's just not much of an experience. It's different at Magic Kingdom. And I feel like it's different at Epcot, just because, you know, you're kind of, I don't know why. When at Epcot, they usually let you go to, like, right up to Spaceship Earth. You know what I mean? You enter and you wait there. And I know that they do that at Hollywood Studios. They let you enter and walk down that street. But I just feel like when I'm waiting for those two, Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios, to open, it's a little more frustrating for me. And I don't know why.
Right.
Yeah, it's like you just want to get in there. Again, it's a exactly. whole thing like, oh, I just want to get in. But yeah, Animal Kingdom, it just gets really hot in that kind of the area between like the touch points and the where you buy your tickets. Like you're in that little middle area there, and it just gets, people are squashed in there, and it gets steamy. It gets you ready for the
And
day,
they're though. Always telling you to move closer.
Yes.
And, and that's a good point in all these queues. Any queue where you already feel like you're very close to the people in front of you, and they keep telling you to move up.
My goodness.
And I'm like, really? I'm like a millimeter away from the people in front of me. I don't want to be any closer.
Right? Like in the Haunted Mansion where you like are in the stretcher room and then you have to go into the spot where you can go in, and they like funnel you, but there's no real line. So you're just all like funneled together. And that's the worst. Yes, I agree. That's awful.
And is that an American thing? Like, I understand why Disney has to do it, but I hate those places where there is no line and they say to fill in all the available space.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like I still feel bad. I mean, I think it's just because I'm so conditioned to,
I hate
this. No, because I feel like, some people are like, he's jumping me. No, we're not supposed to be in a line here, but I mean, it's one of those things like ever since I was 2 years old, they teach you how to walk, you learn how to stay in line. I don't know. It's weird.
For sure.
This is a fun show. Okay, Ricky, give us another place you just do not want to be in a line. Where else?
Okay. All right. So the place that it's really just torture to be in line is actually the single rider line at Rock and Roller Coaster. It is honestly the worst because the way Rock and Roller Coaster is set up, it's set up obviously for there to be two. So there's not a lot of situations where you're going to have an odd person. Like you have a few, but
we know a lot of odd people, but I'm saying usually in groups of two.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not like Test Track, where Test Track there's three and, three. So like the ability to have like an odd man out is usually pretty good. But at Rock and Roller Coaster, like the ability to have that odd man out is not super prevalent. So I'm sitting there and you've gone through the, the pre-show, and then you're just waiting and waiting and waiting. And you see, car after car after car go by, and you've moved up like maybe one or two people. And you're like, I know that this isn't like, they don't like say, hey, you're going to necessarily have a faster wait. But it's just, it's so dragging because you're not moving. Like that's the part that's the most frustrating, is when you just don't move and you're just stuck and you're staying there. And so that's the worst part about that Rock and Roller Coaster line, is because you seriously see everybody else in the regular line going past, whizzing past, cars going, past, and you're just stuck in the same spot for, again, what feels like 20 minutes. So
Hashtag Ricky hates couples. That's what that is. Like, oh, not another couple. No, I'm not single. No. I know. Again, you're just like, you play those mind games with yourself. Like, oh, they're together. Yep, they're together.
Yes.
Well, maybe. I can't tell. Maybe that's a single. I can't tell. You're hoping.
Party of five. No. Party of four. And then a party of like six behind them. Yeah.
You're like, those dang even numbers. They get me every time. All right, Pam. Give us one more, Pam. We're about ready to get out of here. This has been enough negativity. I'm flushing myself with the negative powers like in 10 minutes.
This will be it, and then we're done. So I think Kilimanjaro Safaris, and I'll tell you why. First of all, I think that the little movie that they play as you get closer, I've seen it 100 times. I wish it was getting a little zhuzh. It's been out there for a while. And it's just like the story doesn't play with the whole movie anymore. It used to be more of a story.
Right.
The movie was part of that story. They don't do the story anymore. So that. Also, there are different times when, because of an animal in the road or whatever, that you can think you're really close, and then all of a sudden things start backing up, and your wait can literally be a half an hour longer than you anticipated because an animal is stopped in the middle of the road or something like that. So at times it's really deceiving, how long the line is actually going to be. And it always feels really hot in that line, I think. I think it does, really. I mean, I just think there's something about that line that feels hot. So
it is.
I agree.
You know something about that movie? Mallory told me it was like last year, maybe the year before. She was in second or third grade. They were doing a unit on conservation, And she said that her teacher showed that exact movie to her class that they show in the Kilimanjaro Safari queue. That's got to be illegal, but I don't even know where you would get it. I guess maybe she downloaded it or something, but that's kind of interesting.
Interesting. I know. Yeah, right.
She's like, we watched that in school. I'm like, what? You did? I'm like, your teacher's awesome. No, I'm just kidding. She probably was, though. All right, Ricky, give us one more. Let's put a wraps on this thing.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So probably the worst place is to wait in line as a female is when you're waiting in line, especially near that very busy Adventureland bathroom. It's honestly like any bathroom is the worst, yes. But yeah, it seems like that one is just because it's in that area where it is and it gets so populated. And of course that bathroom gets used a lot because of where it is. So it's just a kind of a gross bathroom anyway. We've had this discussion on our bathroom show all those years ago, by the way. So that place is just, it's not fun to wait. It's not fun to wait for the bathroom in general, especially if you have to use the bathroom very, much. So that's not fun either. But I just feel like that bathroom is the worst bathroom to have to wait in. So I'm going to go with that one.
That is a bad one. So Pam, are we leaving out any others that we maybe left out here? You think of anything else before we go?
I think we hit a bunch of them. I mean, I think that any line at certain points can become the worst line that you've ever been in, especially if you're just like, I just want to get on this attraction, or it's taking so much longer than I thought it would, or it's hot, or there's no fans, or whatever. They're getting better about, so many of the queues now, better at when the new attraction opens, adding things like fans. And even in the Navi River ride, they added, places to get water, and they did that at Flight of Passage too. And that's so great that they're thinking about these things. And I think eventually we'll see more things like this added even to older queues. So
the one thing they did not add to Flight of Passage, a restroom.
I know, right?
They added a sign saying they don't have one.
They don't have one.
That's right.
That's first step. You got to admit you don't have one, and then you're going to, maybe down the line build one. Who knows? That'd be too busy probably. Anyway, so here's the best part of the show. We love doing these on Fridays. On the Facebook page, let us know the worst place to wait in a line at Walt Disney World. We're going to have some fun. You're allowed to be negative with one post. We did it for one show every about 1,300 episodes. So we want to hear where the worst place that we missed, I'm sure we missed some, down at Walt Disney World is for you. So drop by Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast and leave that this weekend. Don't forget today's episode brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when you are ready for that 2018 Disney adventure, whether it's Walt Disney World, heading out to Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, even Adventures by Disney, we've been working with that this week. I have myself. It's a great way to have somebody there as a partner in your planning. They're going to be there to cross those T's, dot the I's for you, make sure that everything is set, because you just want to have a great vacation. You don't want to have to worry about sweat the details. That's what the agent is there for, and that's what they do every day. They, they have a procedure. They know how to not miss things, and they're there not only for that. I mean, that's the pragmatic stuff, but also just to say, hey, did you think about this? Or, you got a 9-year-old boy. What about that experience? How about thinking about this? Did you think about doing that? You're celebrating an anniversary. Here's a romantic place. I'm not the best on romance, I'll admit, but I throw it out to some people that are more romantic at the agency, and they help me out. So I'm just saying, we work as a team. So when it comes time for the next Disney adventure, give the folks over at the Magic for Less a shout. Just drop by the Magic for Less today. Check out all the great specials. You get lots of little booking bonuses and things like that. And while you're there, fill out that free no-obligation quote and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. And don't forget, we got our Amazon affiliate link. When you do that online shopping, whether you need it or not, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to judge. Just click our link, BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon before you do your shopping. We appreciate that so very much. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. And again, drop by the Facebook group at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, till we get back together again on Monday. Monday's going to be a fun show. We're talking with one of my good friends, Steve Baker, about his Mediterranean cruise on the Disney Magic. It was awesome. So you don't want to miss that. So you got that to look forward to at the end of the weekend. But for right now, enjoy the weekend. It's just kicking off. Have a great time. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome weekend. But whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon. Thank you.